الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan and empowered insan and gave him very great potentials. Potential of doing great good, and he has given him great potential of doing evil as well. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. This nafs of insan has been inspired with good and bad. And therefore, it's not difficult to understand why certain individuals, after gaining great power over certain people in their time, they even call themselves God. They proclaimed that there is none more powerful than them. Because all this is because insan has been endowed with such great powers compared to all the other creation of Allah Ta'ala on this earth. So sometime, or most of the time, he loses his way, and then he works his own way through this worldly life that Allah has given him. The short, temporary, worldly life, maximum of 70 to 100 years, he works his own life through. And then it was the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he, from time immemorial, sent Anbiya alayhimu salam to this world. And at different occasions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent scriptures, divine books, with the direct instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to how insan should live. This was the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, you will see the confusion that I'm going to explain to you today. There would have been mass confusion on this earth. Whilst there is, to an extent. But it's the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blessed us with Iman. And we accepted all the Anbiya alayhimu salam, all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we accepted all the revealed books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because they all come from the same source, they all teach the same thing. And that is why we claim, as the ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as those who have accepted this last proclamation that is joined to the kalima La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because we have accepted Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we say that we are most worthy of following all the other prophets. The rest of the people, they could have been on La ilaha illallah and following the way of the prophet of that time, during that period of that prophet. But thereafter, not accepting Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is tantamount to not accepting La ilaha illallah. Because your submission is no more to that same creator or the same one you brought Iman to, who told you that you must follow Musa alayhi salam as a prophet, who told you to follow Isa alayhi salam as a prophet. So it negates the whole iman. And that is why they are called kuffar in the Quran, kufr, infidelity, no belief. What we are faced with in South Africa has to be very well understood, because seems like South Africa wants to be unique from Africa also in a way. And like some of the callers, when they phone in to the radio stations, they say we are in Europe, in Africa. See, we want to take the first step in this so-called advancement and progression towards modernity in the African continent. So that is why you will find that South Africa stands out, and they were the first to allow same-sex marriages, and they very vehemently got rid of the death penalty. They allow abortion. See, everything that South Africa does, if you study it very closely, it is even against the nature of the people of this country. The people of this country were people who belong to tribes, right, which already negates democracy. They were people of religion and set values and morals. But suddenly they are confronted with the so-called democracy that is unusual to them. But this democracy comes with a lot of benefits, outward benefits, in the name of equality. So everybody says, let's accept it because there's benefits here. Although it's against our morals, it's against our religion, it's against our culture, but there's some benefit I'm getting out of it individually, so I will go with it. And then on another aspect, that person who was against a certain law being passed, he will say, in this matter it is detrimental to me, so I will go against it. But that same person on another occasion, when another law was being passed, because he was being benefited individually, he condoned it. And that is what's happening here. That every time some law is being passed, somebody that is getting benefit will be for it. Those that are not benefiting or being harmed, they will oppose it on the basis that it is not natural. Not natural according to the way I was brought up. It's not according to my morality. And that's the same debate that now you will find in legalizing sex work, or the term that they use is decriminalize it. You see? Same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us that we have a deen. We have a religion. We have accepted Iman and Islam to be our way of life. So we have a moral compass. And we know that if my Allah ta'ala said this is right, then this is right. Till Qiyamah this is going to be right. And if my Allah ta'ala said that this is not right, it's immoral, it is not the way a human being should behave, then we know for sure that that is the way I want to be. We are fortunate. But if you look at those that are not in the fold of Islam, they are utterly confused. Because when there is a debate on a certain topic, at the point of departure of one person, the other person, he opposes that person on that point, and then it doesn't make sense. Few days ago there was a debate on an article somebody wrote against gays and lesbians. And on one hand, the constitution allows freedom of speech.